So Shut Up Skies by Hayley Cavanaugh, right? It's not just another YA dystopian novel, is it? I mean, we've seen so many of those. What makes this one stand out?
It really dives into the concept of evol humans, these genetically engineered beings with wings. It's a gripping take, where love takes flight amidst a world scarred by betrayal and danger.
A post-apocalyptic world with winged humans? Sounds like a mix of fantasy and sci-fi, which is pretty cool. But what's the actual story about?
It revolves around River, a winged warrior who's lost everything, and Delene, a fugitive escaping dark forces. They find each other, and their bond becomes a fight for survival.
So classic dystopian themes then, survival, oppression, and a little bit of romance thrown in. But tell me more about these evol humans. What's their deal?
They are the result of splicing human and avian DNA. They are stronger, faster, and resistant to diseases. But they're also hunted for their blood, which has healing properties.
Ouch. So they're basically living, flying pharmacies for the old humans? That's rough. How does this setup affect River and Delene?
Immensely. They're constantly on the run, navigating a landscape filled with danger and the sinister scientists trying to exploit them. They need to rely on each other to survive.
Okay, so it's a love story born out of necessity, but is it just a simple romance, or is there more to it?
There is a lot of death. The book explores themes of resilience, family, and the fight for freedom against tyranny. It's not just about finding love, but also finding hope in a dark world.
So it's a character-driven story as much as a plot-driven one?
Absolutely. The characters are really interesting. River is this lone wolf, and Delene is a strong, independent character that challenges him.
I think strong female leads are always a plus, especially in YA fiction. What are some of the reviews saying about Delene?
People are loving her. She escapes a lab, stands up for herself, and is determined to fight for her freedom, even while showing compassion towards those who wronged her.
Makes sense. People want to see characters who are proactive, not just damsels in distress. And what about River? Is he just the brooding hero type?
He definitely has his brooding moments, but he is also caring and protective. People enjoy watching him learn to open up and trust Delene.
So they complement each other well.
Exactly. Their relationship is about saving and protecting each other.
I like that. So what about the world building? Is it just a generic dystopian setting, or does Kavanaugh bring something new to the table?
The world building is pretty immersive. She uses vivid descriptions to bring the dystopian landscape to life, making it feel both real and terrifying.
A world where humans hunt winged people. That's pretty dark. How graphic does the book get?
While it deals with dark themes, it doesn't get overly graphic. It's suitable for older YA audiences.
That's good to know. It sounds like the author has created a compelling world.
There's a lot of action and constant danger, but also moments of beauty and hope.
A story that is both thrilling and thought-provoking, eh?
Totally. It explores some pretty deep themes about humanity, survival, and what it means to be free.
And what about the author's writing style? Is it easy to get into, or is it more complex?
It's an easy read with a fast-paced narrative. Kavanaugh combines elements of love, struggle, and perseverance seamlessly.
It sounds like she's not trying to be overly literary or pretentious, which is good, makes it more accessible to a wider audience.
Right, you can really feel the world building in the characters, which makes it immersive.
Okay, so who would you recommend this book to? Who is the target audience?
Fans of YA dystopian novels like The Hunger Games or Divergent would definitely enjoy Shadowed Skies.
And anyone who is looking for a clean read with a strong female lead and a sweet romance.
Exactly. It's a great choice.
I think the clean aspect is important for a lot of parents and readers, especially in the YA genre. So overall, what's your final verdict on Shattered Skies?
It is an enjoyable read. The characters are well developed, the world building is immersive, and the story is both thrilling and thought-provoking.
Sounds like a solid addition to the dystopian genre.
Definitely a good choice if you're looking for a new YA dystopian read.
All right, I'm sold. I'll have to check it out. I am intrigued by the blend of dystopian and fantasy elements.
I recommend this a read.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for sharing your insights on Shadowed Skies.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
To learn more, check out the listed sources below.